This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In 1991, we spoke with a young screenwriter and director named Joseph Vasquez, who was attracting attention for his film Hangin' with the Homeboys. We thought he was a promising director, and we enjoyed his sense of humor in the interview. We were sad to learn that he died earlier this month at the age of 33 of AIDS. We remember him now with a short excerpt of our interview. Hangin' with the Homeboys was a comic drama about four friends from the South Bronx. One of them was played by John Leguizamo in one of his first roles. The friends spend a Friday night crashing parties, getting into fights, jumping subway turnstiles, and trying to pick up girls. Two of the friends are Latino, two are black. One of them, Willie, is unemployed and always sponging off his friends. Here he is with his social worker.
Look, Mr. Stevens, we're quite fed up with your behavior. We've sent you out to several work programs, and you never show up. If you don't want your welfare checks terminated, you'd better straighten up.
This is because I'm black, right?
What are you talking about?
Look, you can be honest with me. You're doing this to me because I'm black, right?
Fine. I'll be honest. I'm doing this because I think you're a bum.
Oh, I'm a bum. You call me a bum because I'm black, right? See, if I was a white guy, I'd be eccentric. But now I gotta be a bum, right?
No, if you were a white guy, you'd be a white bum.
Now, there's a character in the movie who he's African American, and he keeps saying to people whenever he doesn't get what he wants, "You're doing this to me because I'm black."
Right.
Where does that come from?
Lately, it sounds like Spike Lee at the Cannes Film Festival. Where does that come from? It comes from a lot of people that I've met in my neighborhood. And also, you know, I can also credit my uncle to part of that, who's now dead. Because you know, there was a thing, like, when I was working in editing houses, he was like, "Oh, you're going over there to work for the white man, huh?" And this and that. And, you know, and don't ever trust the white man. And this and all this philosophy. And, you know, and on the other hand, you know, you're saying about how they hold you down and this and that, but it's like, I look at my uncle and it's like, what have you done for yourself? You know, the guy really didn't do much to get his life together on his own. So, I mean, how can you blame anybody? I mean, the funny thing is half the time that the white man isn't even thinking about you. They don't give a damn. You know, they're like, "Hey, you go about your business. I couldn't care less." So,
can you put your finger on which movies you saw that made you really want to make movies yourself?
Everybody asks me that question, and there's tons of movies that I love, but a movie didn't really make me want to make movies. What made me want to make movies was a cousin of mine, when I was about 10, 11, gave a home movie camera to my brothers as a present, like a Christmas present. And, you know, they shot like one film with it and put it down and were bored. And I was just fascinated by the thing with the lenses on it, and, you know, and you could change lenses and you can open it up and load film, and, you know, and you can shoot something and have it forever, and you know, and your vision, you can cut off people's vision, you know, you can show them only what you want them to see, and then all of a sudden you pan over and then they'll see something totally different that, you know, they didn't even know was in the frame, you know. So that's what fascinated me, was the camera rather than, you know, films that were being made.
Yeah. Did you go to the movies a lot when you were growing up?
Yeah, I went to the movies a whole lot, and I was the kind of kid who stayed up at, you know, 12 o'clock looking at the Late Late Show, and I'd go in school and be sleeping through the whole class, and the teacher would go, "You gotta go to bed earlier," and I was like, "Yeah, but Betty Grable was on last night," and, you know.
So. What were the theaters like in your neighborhood? Because I know that, where I live, for instance, in Center City, there's a lot of theaters that are really mostly like for teenagers.
Right.
And
it's the same. That was the kind of theater. Matter of fact, that theater that you're talking about with teenagers and that is the same theater that right now is showing Homeboys.
Well, those theaters are usually like a disaster. They're not clean.
Oh, they're not clean.
The
bathrooms are terrible.
The sound is terrible. The projection's terrible. And, yeah. And no one's going to fix it.
That's the theater.
Right. And yeah. And then the bathrooms are really dangerous, right?
Yeah, that's the theater. You got it. And I worked in that theater for a short while, too, when I was in college. Like, when I was a kid, I went there and saw the karate movies and mm-hmm. saw all the black movies, Shaft and Superfly meets, you know, meets the Wolfman, whatever. You know, I saw all those movies there.
Well, you know, another thing is during the movies, people are always, like, talking.
Oh, yeah, they're yelling at the screen.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
"What do you mean, man?" You know, the character on screen says, you know, "I love you." And it's like, "Oh, man, forget her." You know, yelling at the screen. Yeah, that's the theater.
So would that bother you when you were really getting caught up in a movie and everybody's yelling at the screen and breaking the spell?
No, because I was usually the one that started it.
Really?
Yeah, I was the guy sitting in the front row. "What do you mean you love her?" You know? "Forget her." You know? I was part of it. That was going to a movie in the Bronx. I mean, as a matter of fact, the first time I went to a movie at a really classy theater in Manhattan, it was really funny. I was like, everybody's quiet. What's going on? Nobody's talking. What is this? You know? And then, you know, and then I remember going to, like, a year later after that experience, going to a theater, and the projector, like, you know, stopped or something, a frame burned or whatever, you know, when it was technical difficulty.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was pretty quiet and pretty patient. But, you know, I was such in the habit of being in my neighborhood theater when that happened. You go, yo! Hey! So, you know, I would do that, and people just turned around and looked at me like, what is this guy's problem? You know, and I was like 15 or something. You know?
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't bother you now if one of your movies is on screen and people are yelling up things at the screen.
No, because that's the way they enjoy it in their particular environment, you know? So, hey, if they're yelling, it's because they're enjoying it. When they're quiet, it's because they hate it over there.
Now, I read it in an article about you that on your way to a New York film critics screening of Hanging with the Homeboys, you were busted.
Yeah.
And it was, mistaken identity or something?
Yeah.
What happened?
The cops were really stupid. They're, you know, they walked up to me and they said, where are you coming from? And I'm standing there with this little old lady, my grandmother, you know, to go down to a screening of the film. And they said, where'd you just come from? And I said, my grandmother's house. And then God, I don't even remember. It's like I tried to block most of it out. But they then grabbed me and threw me up against the wall and threw handcuffs on me because I said something like, what? Get away from me, man. You got no reason to be coming up to me. So at that point, they got very hostile. And that was it. And they threw me in a police car. My grandma was like, can I get him in the police car with him? She was going hysterical, having a heart attack. And they were like, no, you can't. And they just threw me in a police car and closed the doors and took me downtown. And then the funny part of it is when I'm in the jail cell, and the cop comes up to me, you know, because I'm complaining. I'm saying, you're a real idiot, you know that? I mean, you know I did nothing wrong and this and that. And he comes up to me, he goes, look, man, you got to understand. We were looking for a guy with blue pants. I said, listen. He says, we were looking for a guy with blue pants. And I said, I got on black pants. Then he goes, look, he was a dark-skinned Hispanic. I said, I'm a light-skinned Hispanic. He goes, look, he had these white sneakers on. I said, I got black sneakers on. He goes, there's no talking to you. There's no talking to you, you know. So that was the funniest part of it all.
Joseph Vasquez wrote and directed the 1991 film Hanging with the Homeboys. He died earlier this month of AIDS. He was 33. Our interview was recorded in 1991. This is Fresh Air.